Yeah, really good practice. Like what I saw from our guys. You know, we're having some really long, you know, tough practices. Have to prep that way for this game, and looking forward to a good matchup against Army. They're going to be a tough task for us, and you know, just hope we can be ready when all three phases up. But if we keep practicing the way we did today, I'll be really, really pleased.
Okay, we'll take a question from Darnell and then Jay.
Now, Kalani, you said after the game on Monday that you're allowing the players to have more feedback and a voice in the game plan. Can you elaborate on what that means and what that process is like?
I've always had good relationship with them and talked to the players on, you know, what they think about the scheme and how they feel. And I just like to hear what they think. Most of us to see what they know, you know, and try to get them thinking about football. I think if they know that I'm going to ask their opinion on something, and they probably should get their football IQ up and study the film a little bit more. And as they know that I probably, you know, going to pop the question about what they think and what they like scheme wise that we have. And I think that's a good way to talk about ball, just get our guys thinking about football more often. So
as a follow-up, does that happen during the week in game prep practice as well as the game? Does it happen in both situations?
Yeah, it happens daily. Yeah. That's I just want to keep talking ball and kind of see how they think, you know. I think there's a way that our coaches can talk and teach if we know what they're thinking and how much they actually know, rather. And if they're, you know, there's a lot of ways to learn. Sometimes it's not just, you know, just on the chalkboard. We're trying to find effective ways of teaching. And so, and sometimes it affects, you know, it's a lot more effective with different types of teaching for each individual. And so we have enough coaches now to be able to, you know, kind of create a way of learning and teaching so that we can make each individual a little bit more, you know, a little bit more effective and help them learn as much as they can. So that's, we've been talking about teaching methodologies for a while in the staff, and that's something that changes every year and changes with your, you know, each person that you coach. And so I think that we have a staff that's finding creative and innovative ways to teach.
Kalani, a lot of people were kind of marveling at the performance your team put on Monday. What maybe surprised you the most about your team, and maybe surprised you the least, or something that you kind of had validated that you knew they could do?
I don't know if anything really surprised me other than just the fact that our guys I felt like they were all focused on this game, and I keep going back to the fact that there's a lot of experience on our team. You know, there's been times where we're sitting there trying to prep a kid that this is his first time being on the field and has been away from football for a while because of a mission or injury, and now we have a good number of guys that we feel like have been on the field, and now you're just focusing on the details of their assignment or technique. You're not having to just teach them a play or a scheme, you know, and trying to promote basically the football IQ and our players knowing more about football. Just that goes hand in hand with recruiting guys that love the game and love being here at BYU, because I think if you have those type of individuals, they're going to get better. And then that combined with the leadership that we have on our team, I think it should give us success.
And I just wanted to
go ahead.
Can I just get one other? Just on the 6,000 fans, do you have a reaction to that? Is it a surprise? Some people might think that number's a little low. Others are saying, hey, at least there are some fans. What's your reaction?
From my understanding, that's 6,000 for Troy. You know, I'm focused on Army right now, and I'm, you know, just trying to be respectful to the media and talking about Navy and skipping ahead and talking about the home game. But from my understanding, Jay, is that it's 6,000 for this game, and who knows about the next game. It could increase in numbers. And so that's what I'm hoping for. But just really thankful that we get 6,000 on, you know, in the stands for the Troy game. But I think it's a week-to-week type of deal and how many they'll allow in the stadium.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jeff Call and then Mitch Harper.
Coach, Jack McChesney announced today that he's out for the season, had surgery. Can you talk about how that affects the depth and maybe that position in particular at running back? What who are you looking to maybe fill in that void?
Yeah, I mean, a little disappointed in some of the injuries that we've had. You know, Hinkley Rapati is also injured, and so I think you know, the sooner we get Sione Finau back, the better. And he's looking like he's ahead of schedule in his, you know, in his conditioning and his rehab and everything. And then you know, unfortunately, what happened to Jackson? You know, he did it early when he got into the game and continued to play. And you know, his last play in 2020 was a touchdown, so that's a good way to go out. You know, but we'll get him back. He's a strong, resilient kid. He'll get back with us soon, and we'll be ready to roll with him again. But unfortunate, you know, it seems like that type of injury, specifically the foot. Liz Frank has been an issue, whether it's the shoes or the surface, the turf. I have no idea, but we'll just have to keep moving along. That was tough, because I know how hard he's worked and how hard Hinkley has worked to get to this point. But, you know, we had to shift Tyler Algier over from linebacker to running back last year. And so we have a lot of guys that can swing that way as well, and on from the defense to the offense, and also change positions. So, you know, Kyrus keeps mentioning that he would love to play running back too. So, and so with Brackenell Bakri, and I'm sure Brady Christensen would like to, but, you know, right now, we'll just focus on getting the guys there. I feel good with the two guys right now. I'm getting Sione back, and we have a number of other guys that I think could really fit in, and we'll see how they work. But, yeah, without giving away too much, I think we'll be fine there.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah, Kalani, you know, I remember a couple of years ago you were talking every week about how you're seeking a complete game, 60 minutes. You feel like you finally got that from your program after what transpired on Monday night?
Well, I feel like our guys have always given great effort. I think when you have great effort and high level of execution, then that'll be good for our program and good for the result, you know. So I'm really pleased with the effort, and that combined with the high level of execution gave us the results. So I've been really happy with how our team has practiced, and now, you know, got to do it again. We want to perform at our best game two, and all our focus goes to Army.
Troy Warner played at cornerback against Navy. Is that going to be something that goes forward, or was that based on the opponent that you guys were facing? What's the kind of status with Troy and where he'll play on the field?
I don't know, Mitch. Where do you think he was on the depth chart? What do we list him at? Did we list him as a safety?
I haven't had a new one yet, so I haven't seen it yet. So we'll.
Well, the old one, I think he was listed as safety. So who knows? We're crazy like that. We can put guys at different positions. So I don't know. I know what you're getting at, but you know, I don't want to give away. We have guys that can do a lot of different things, and I don't know if you're going to see him in the post or playing on outside on a receiver, but it helps to have a lot of guys that are versatile and can be in a lot of different positions. So I'm probably not going to answer that for you right now until we get to game. You'll see it.
Hey, Sean, we'll take your question, and then Jake Hatch, and that'll be it.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned moving on to Army, and obviously they run a very, very similar triple option system as Navy. Is this one of those cases where, because of kind of the back-to-back nature of the game prep, you can kind of build off of what you prepped your guys to do against Navy and move them forward to Army, or are there enough differences where you're still kind of restarting like you?
We're approaching Army like this is the first time that we've seen their style of offense and that we're going against. I mean, there might be some crossover, there might not be, but I think we're looking at our personnel and looking at where we feel like we can get some you know, some advantages. I think that's what we're going to look at, and that's what we've been trying to get done this week. And so we're trying some things and seeing if they're going to stick, and then looking at film and trying to research as much as what they're doing, because I know that their coaches do a great job, you know, and Coach Munkin's been around for a long time, and I know that his days at Georgia Southern and all that stuff, he's always been a great coach and been able to get his guys ready. So We're going to have a good scheme ready to roll and hope our guys can execute it, and we'll see how it goes. But they're going to be a tough team. You know, we're expecting a really tough challenge. So you saw what they did to Middle Tennessee State, and we'll see what they do against Louisiana Monroe on Saturday. But they have film of us, and we'll have two games with them, and so we'll have to kind of assess all that and see what the best way to challenge them would be.
And we'll take two quick questions from Jake Hatch and Jay Drew.
Kalani, I wanted to ask you, I know we talked a lot in fall camp about your guys' scheduling. You got the eight games on the schedule. Have things died down for you at this point in the season, or are there still ongoing discussions about potentially adding more games?
I think Tom's always talking about that and has a plan. And so I think that that's probably more directed at him. I know where there's open spots, and I know what we're hoping for, you know, and Tom's delivered. He's done a great job of getting the schedule going. And so I'm just going to wait for what he does. And right now, all our team cares about is that we have a second game on the schedule, and that's what we're focused on right now. And whatever happens after that, we'll deal with it later. But right now, all our attention goes on to Army, except when you guys ask me about the Navy game, then I got to answer those questions.